Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Amen, amen, amen. We testify the goodness of God. Welcome to See the Word. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. And we just give God glory and praise on this morning. We're able to come and testify of God. And before we go any further, we are going to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you on today. Thank you for your encouragement from your word, God. You are awesome. You are amazing. You are mighty. You are great. We thank you for your marvelous miracles you perform every day. Greatness. You are greatness, oh God. Lord God, so we bow before you. We thank you. We lift up the name of Jesus. That name is above every name. The name of Jesus gives us encouragement alone. And so, Lord, I bless you right now, God, for sending your only son, God, for he took our place for us. And by his stripes we're healed, and we are forgiven. Our sins are removed as far as east is from the west. He shed his blood, and without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. So bless your name, Father God. You are our Father. We are your children. You are God. We are your people. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, and praise God. Amen. We just give God praise and glory. Amen. This morning what we're talking about is encouragement. We want to give encouragement, be encouragers, in just knowing that God himself is the master encourager. Amen. His word is full of encouragement from Genesis to Revelation. And his word is so important to us. Amen. That the word of God is actually Jesus, because it says that the word made flesh is Jesus Christ. Written on him in the book of Revelation is the word of God. He's the word of God. Amen. So I look to the scriptures about encouragement itself. First of all, I just want to say that, yes, it is a gift. And in Romans chapter 12, it says, starting in verse 4, "For just as each of us has one body with many members, these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. It is your gift. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. And if it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." Now, verse 8 right there says, if it is to encourage, then give encouragement. Amen. We need encouragement. And the word encouragement just means, basically from the Webster's version of the definition, is to give courage, spirit, or hope to, and to give help to. Amen. So it helps us to be encouraged, to be in boldness. Amen. Even if there's a presence of fear, we can go forward encouraged and the spirit of God and hope. Amen. And praise his name. So if we've got that gift, we need to utilize that gift. The body of Christ is in need of encouragement. And when we think about, you know, relationships, good relationship, we think about that person, they give good encouragement. They give good encouragement to us, amen, and strengthening us in the Lord, amen, and they help build up our most holy faith. And then when I say the master encourager is God, it's God himself. And when I go back in the Old Testament, Joshua chapter 1, it says three times in Joshua chapter 1 about being strong and courageous. Verse 6 is the first verse. "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them." Verse 7, right after, it says, "Be strong and very courageous." God has very courageous. "Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go." Those two verses, God is encouraging, you know, putting hope in it, instilling the spirit of just being all of full of God and full of his strength and leaning on him, saying, you know, "You're going to lead these people to inherit the land." Then verse 7, he's saying, you know, "Obey the law of the Lord," encouraging in that. Be full of doing what God says, obeying him. you'll be successful. And then he go down to verse 9, he says, have I not commanded you? He made it a command, amen, to be strong, he says, and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. We need to know that. We need to have these encouraging words and people reminding us of God's encouragement from his word. We go back over to the New Testament. We go over to the book of 2 Timothy. And more encouragement from 2 Timothy. And, encouraging us on the Lord about the word. It says in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2, says, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Encourage from the word of God. We find that we will be encouraged. Oftentimes, whatever I face, and possibly what you face, you look to the word. God, comfort me. God, give me encouragement. God, give me strength today. We find what we need in the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Then over in Titus 2 and 6, it says, similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. So we are to go, encourage those younger than us, encourage those that are coming up that don't have much experience, they're a babe in Christ, to keep on seeking God, to keep on loving God, to keep on reading his word and following him, amen, and that you can, even if you sin, you fall short, confess it to God. He is faithful and just to forgive and cleanse all unrighteousness. You can depend, you can trust in God. Amen. He is there. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. And so we are directing people back toward God. They are in need. And the last scripture, and we're closing out, Hebrews 3 and 13, it says, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Encourage one another daily. You see that daily? That's daily. Not yearly, monthly, but daily. So let us encourage one another. Let us walk in a high calling in Christ Jesus. We know that we are in the last days, and we're looking forward, and we're to the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us encourage each other. Let us continue to meet together. Amen. Thank you for joining us today on Seeds of the Word Biblical Coaching. I bless God for you. I thank God for you. Have a wonderful and awesome, blessed rest of the day. Amen. Join us, Lord's will, this Saturday. We're thinking of taking a sabbatical time, being off of the blog talk for a little while, and just seeking the Lord in this upcoming September month. Amen. In a very precious time. God bless you. Go with God. Have an awesome